Anyway, today on this episode of the podcast, I really wanted to talk about access to you as a man, as a woman. Access can mean a bunch of different things, you know what I'm saying? Access can mean a bunch of different things for however you take it or hear it. But I think all my spirit was just this week was just like access, like how we take things in, how we let things out, you know what I mean? And I think that's something that I really was diving into this week, because, you know what I'm saying, I didn't have the best week. You know what I mean? I didn't have the best week. Of course, you know, we're building and working. I'm trying to build and grow things and take care of my family, but also have a full-time income off of my music and my content. You know what I mean? I feel like even though, yes, I make Christian music, and yes, this is a faith-based podcast, on the opposite side of that, the dream is still there. The conviction is just different. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like with artists, that's just a side note. That's not to get the podcast started, but that's just a side note of like, your dream can be the same, but when your conviction changes, the dream still remains the same. It's like, this is my dream, and this is what I'm working towards on because God put it in my heart, but the conviction of why I'm going to accomplish the dream is totally different. And I think that's just something to keep in mind, but that's a different podcast. But anyway, so yeah, access. I was thinking about that a lot this week because, you know, my job is, it's a job, you know what I'm saying? It's a job, it pays the bills, but it's not my dream, it's not where I want to be, but, you know, it helps me pay the bills and helps me take care of my family for the time being. So this week I was thinking, you know, I went in, I got a whack 3-month review on some things, you know what I'm saying? They gave me like a little whack 3-month review, and I've been working really hard at the job, and they basically just tell me my work has been less than satisfactory. You guys know how it goes, yada, yada, yada. We're not going to reward you when you're doing good. We're going to, you know, scrutinize when you're doing bad, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm learning that you shouldn't have the same expectation for people, because everybody does not have Jesus. And that's just period. It is what it is, bro. So my wife was saying that, you know, as long as like you have Jesus in your heart, but how you direct yourself outward is how that person, even if they don't have Jesus and even if they're coming at you, it still affects them. You know what I mean? Like, it still affects them. Like, oh, this person's choosing peace with me? What? Mm. Or, you know, that person that's digging and looking for something to happen is like, they're still choosing peace. That could only be the power of God. Because let me tell ya about this. Had a situation at the dog park. But, yeah. What I'm saying there is that when you're feeling yourself constantly with Jesus, you will constantly have issues and constantly have struggles, because it's life. We're still of the world and still in the world. We're not of the world. I'm sorry. We're still in the world. But how we allow the world to have access to our hearts and how we allow people to have access to our hearts is our reaction. And that is our problem. Like, if somebody's bothering me or yelling at me or screaming at me, I go into defense mode where I'm just like ready to attack. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you're blah, blah, blah. Well, you're fat. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? I'm joking. I don't even think I've ever called anybody fat, but it's so easy to react negatively to a negative reaction. And if I react negatively to a negative reaction, that really just means that I allowed that thing or that person to get access to my heart because I let it affect me. And that is easier said than done. And something I've been practicing is just peace and access, or just like, ooh, that really hurt my spirit, but it didn't break my spirit. I'm sorry, let's say this. That really hurt my flesh, but it didn't break my spirit. You know what I'm saying? That really hurt my flesh, bro. But I cannot react because I have to show you the love of God. And if I react the wrong way, I'm at fault too. I'm as fault as much as you're at fault. If that affected me as much as I let it, I am at fault as much as you are. And people, let me tell you, especially as a man, bro, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to wanting to defend your kids, wanting to defend your wife, wanting to defend your family, it's a different ball game when they're also affected by your anger or your sadness. Being newly married, right? Being newly married, if I'm in a bad mood, my wife could be as happy as she wants to, but she's going to be in a bad mood. If I'm in a good mood and she's in a bad mood, same thing. It's going to be like, ah, I'm kind of in a bad mood because I'm taking on her emotions and her feelings. But who hurt you? Who did that? Who hurt you? Who did that? And what I'm learning with being married is that, Jesus takes on those problems the same way. Jesus takes on those problems and he doesn't react to them the same way we do. Jesus takes on all our problems and doesn't throw back anger. You know what I mean? Of course, the Bible says, you know, about, he talks about vengeance and it talks about how, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. Boom, 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 boom. You messing with my people. Bow. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. But no, you know what I'm saying? Vengeance is mine, say the Lord. You know what I mean? So you don't go to God asking him to get revenge on somebody, because people also forget too that if somebody does something mean to you and you go, okay, cool, hey, God, get back at this person, why would God go strike that person? Like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not expecting the worst for that person, but in those moments when you get angry, asking God to do the worst for that person, but God still loves that person. God still loves that person. Like, oh, that's, I know it's going to make some people mad, boy, but like, that's something I'm realizing too. It's like, man, this person made me mad, or this person pissed me off, and I'm about to smack the hell out of them. Not realizing that the reason that God wants me to show love to that person so their life can be touched by him, not be touched by me. And that is crazy to think about. Like, Jesus still loves that person, no matter if it's your boss, no matter if it's an annoying girlfriend, an annoying boyfriend, no matter if it's a homie or it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can feel in here like this person is the worst person in the world and I want them to have the worst life ever, but God doesn't feel like that. And the beauty in that is that that's why like treating with that love is so important. And again, I'm gonna give, like, bro, I'll be ready, bro. I'm an East Coast boy, bro. I'll be ready to, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. But I'm realizing that the beauty and peace is that means they don't have, the access isn't there. Like, there's no access there once you're like, man, this person's not gonna affect what's in here because my day is beautiful. Devil, you tried. Devil, you really tried to ruin my perfect day. And I woke up this morning with gratitude, and I woke up so happy, and I got my mangoes and I got my latte. You know, let me actually take a sip of this latte real quick. Hold up. I got my latte, and then boom, this person hits the side of my car and they're cursing me out and going crazy on me. And two things are gonna happen in my brain. I could go crazy and curse out this person and make this worse, or I could just be like, I'm so sorry, sir. I hope you're okay. I'm so sorry, sir or ma'am. I hope you're okay. And tell me how we can alleviate this situation to make it as easy as possible for you. And that takes practice. It's not easy to... I'm realizing that the more So about a year ago, I started doing my daily bread, right? I started doing my daily bread about a year ago. And the things that bothered me a year ago... And I grew up in church. I grew up my whole life in church. Refer to the last podcast, but... The things that were bothering me and making me so upset a year ago do not affect me now, bro. Because I allowed more Jesus in my heart, more Maverick City, more Mosaic, more tribal, more gospel. You know what I'm saying? Turn on some Kirk if you have to. Get into Fred Hammond. Get into your Marvin Sapp. Get into your BB. Get into your CC. Come on now. Like, whew. Yeah, I'm old school. I grew up with gospel. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to people that watch Bobby Jones gospel on Sundays before church. Y'all don't know about that. Y'all new Christians. Anyway, I'm just playing. But man, oh man, when you allow more Jesus in your heart, like actually, like, God, you have all my access. You scream out, God, I don't want any of this. I don't want this anger. I don't want this temper. And you just keep giving it. You keep giving. You give away your flesh and you take in Jesus. You give away your flesh, you take in Jesus. You give away your flesh, you take in Jesus. And it's an everyday thing, bro. This is an everyday thing. It's not just, you know, a 2-week thing, a 3-week thing. This is a lifetime. You have a lifetime and eternity to be spent with Jesus. And I think that's the walk we start doing, is like a lot more access. I was watching a video, right? I was watching one of my favorite artists' videos, and it wasn't even that. It was a Kendrick Lamar video. I was watching an N95 music video for some visual inspiration, right? And I'm watching this video. I'm at the gym. And I'm like, Kendrick's not really bothering me, but my spirit's not hungry for this right now. My spirit wants to worship. My spirit just wants to worship. And I just, I'm in the gym and I'm just, you know, here we are, banning, Heal Out Land. Shout out Mavic City. they got two plugs. Sponsor me. I'm just playing. But yeah, man, like, you know when your spirit is just craving the access to God, bro. It's just, you can't explain it. You just like, ooh, I needed that. I need this. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay to cut off the music. It's okay to cut off the TV. It's okay to cut off everything. You know what I'm saying? If you stank after, you know, you work out, you go hop in the shower, boop. You know what I'm saying? Just turn on. Just, I encourage you, if you're listening to this, I encourage you to just, you have all the access in the world to worship. Just like, I encourage you to, if you really want to be filled up with God and you really want people not to have access to you, toxic people, I would encourage you to more worship music, a little bit more sermons, one more scripture for the day. When somebody makes you upset, turn on your Bible app and just read something. Read a scripture. You know what I'm saying? Read a scripture. One thing I realized recently, I not even realized something happened to me, is I was really upset about something that happened. And a scripture that just popped into my head was just like, love thy neighbor. Simple. I think that love thy neighbor is such a simple scripture, but so hard to do. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And I think another thing that was really hard for me in the Bible, it also says that, basically what the Bible says is that when you're the person that stole from you or robbed from you is broken, put your clothes on their back. I'm petty. He's like, Jesus, I'm petty. I can't. And God's like, Nah. Give them the clothes off your back. But Jesus, listen, bro, he really hurt me. He's cold. I'm God. Listen. Jesus, spit on. Crucified. He looks up and goes, God, forgive my father. God, forgive these people, my people, your people. God, forgive your people because they don't know what they're doing. And I'm paraphrasing. I'm not giving you guys the exact scripture. I'm just paraphrasing. And they don't know what they're doing. Man, Jesus was just a plot, he was a walking plot twist. It's just like, you don't have to follow me. It's okay, though. Jesus, God, you don't have to follow me. It's okay. I'm just going to go to the next city. But if you want to come along, come along. If you want to stay, you want to stay. Bye. Pew. And just walk to the next city and just. That's who it's awesome to try to be like, attempt to be like, is just like as Jesus-like as possible. You know what I'm saying? Still be cool, though. Still, you know what I'm saying? I still play 2K. You know what I'm saying? A little Call of Duty. But I think that being modern is cool. And on the opposite side of that, being modern in Jesus is cool. You know what I'm saying? Let's modernize Jesus. Let's modernize. Is that a bar? That's kind of a bar. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys really were listening to what I was saying. And I really appreciate you guys for tuning in. And it's been your boy, Jones the Great, a.k.a. Auntie Poppy. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you click like, subscribe if you stayed this long. And if you listen to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. I'll see you guys later.